political and corporate ignorance on climate change, why get caught up in protracted and energy-wasting efforts to sink it when it's possible to offer capitalism its own lifeline? Now, that sounds like a horrible thing to suggest with the way that capitalism is working, but remember, we're talking about changing their incentives with a bigger thing on offer. First, ask yourself, who would get these things done quicker and better than politicians and commercial elites? The answer is obvious. The people already doing it. Now ask, who does it with less? And again, nothing new there. All the above. If all these initiatives by motivated people are being achieved on relatively small budgets, is it not logical they're the first port of call to form a mutually supportive global network that can then invent or adopt its own non-monetary economy or expand the existing ones through its memberships? Joining up the dots. Just to get an idea of scale, here's a few examples. So we'll look first at anti-capitalist populism and political activist movements, because as we stated earlier, although some of them eventually succumb to the capitalist system because they've got no alternative to it, they are very, very successful movements. Populism gets a bad press when consisting of far left and right political representation. Almost everyone is accused of it, left or right. Corbyn is to some far left in comparison with what some considered centre-right New Labour. But who else has offered any policy choice for everyday people in the UK over the past decade? Nobody. Opponents cringe at the suggestion of more public engaged decision making, and Brexit the most brazen exposure of this resistance. Yet not all populism is so negative.
The rise of Switzerland as a federal state began on 12th of September 1848. In response to a 27-day civil war, the Sonderbundskrieg, I knew I'd struggle with that. The constitution, which was heavily influenced by the United States Constitution and the ideas of the French Revolution, was modified several times during the following decades and wholly replaced in 1999. Switzerland features a system of government not seen in any other nation. Direct representation, sometimes called half-direct democracy. This may be arguable because theoretically the sovereign of Switzerland is actually its entire electorate. Referenda on the most important laws have been used since the 1848 constitution. Amendments to the federal constitution of Switzerland, the join of international organisations, or changes to federal laws that have no foundation in the constitution but will remain in force for more than 1 year, must be approved by the majority of both the people and the cantons, a double majority. Any citizen may challenge a law that has been passed by parliament. If that person is able to gather 50,000 signatures against the law within 100 days, the nation votes has to be scheduled, where voters decide by a simple majority whether to accept or reject the law.
Iceland attempted a similar setup with a people's constitution, ousting its entire government in their pots and pans revolution. Zapatistas' movement in Mexico is one of the longest standing anti-capitalist societies in existence, tarred as terrorists when trying to combat the excessive violent attempts to wipe them out from one of the most overtly corrupt governments. Yet they have long been non-violent.
Gaining attention on a global level through their convention called the Intercontinental Encounter for Humanity and Against Neoliberalism, the Zapatistas were able to help initiate a united platform for other anti-neoliberal groups and created 32 autonomous municipalities, partially implementing their demands without government support. Zapatista communities continue to practice horizontal autonomy and mutual aid by building and maintaining their own anti-systemic health, education and sustainable agroecology, promoting equitable gender relations via women's revolutionary law.
Laura Gottesdiener, in her article A Glimpse into the Zapatista Movement 2 decades Later, this was in 2014, said,
spray-painted road signs, in translation, say, you are now entering Zapatista territory. Here, the people order and the government obeys.
Ada Callao, who later became mayor of Barcelona, rose to prominence as an activist who protested against forced evictions.
Since the financial crisis, 400,000 homes have been foreclosed and a further 3.4 million properties lay empty.
In response, Colo helped set up the Platform for Mortgage Victims, or PAH.
The government have been paid by us to provide basic human needs. We've paid them and bailed out the banks who take our homes with extra taxes. They have taken everything and left us with nothing. They're not doing their jobs, so we are doing it for them.
When the movement took off and eventually formed part of a growing populist movement incorporating Youth Without a Future, Indignados and Democracy Real, she delivered this speech.
Never trust in our virtue or our ability to represent you completely. Throw us out if we don't do what you say. They will ask us, who are you? Let's not be so arrogant to say that we're everyone. But we are the people on the street. We're normal people. We're simple people who talk to our neighbours each day, who, unlike professional politicians, use public transport every day, work in precarious jobs every day, and who see how things are every day.
Podemos, the political party that emerged from this movement, snatched leadership. La Paz became national in scope, and even now solicitors, economists and volunteer support workers in every city prevent thousands of people from being evicted, including those from rental accommodation. Human Rights Watch published,
through the specific case of an eviction from the building Block Salt, the Spanish PAH elaborated on February 2014 a practical document based on a recent resolution of the European Tribunal of Human Rights that protects citizens from future evictions.
So this document is available online and can be used for all evictions in any democratically constituted European country. La Paz now campaign and network with movements across the Mediterranean and the African continent. Yet ask everyday Spanish people in those major cities if they've heard of La Paz, and they shrug. In addition to the above, it would be unwise to dismiss the potency and usefulness of online campaigns such as 38 Degrees, Change.org and DPAC, Disabled People Against Cuts, that are changing international, political and commercial injustices. You can make your own campaign and have your voice joined by thousands of others. And most interestingly, campaigns have also formed formidable market forces. The widest used of social media tools, Facebook, Twitter, Meetup, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn and others, have also formed formidable movements and unsuppressed information sharing that is far from being only critical talk, but is positive and proactive. NGOs, aid agencies and refugee crisis organisations. UNESCO website lists 399 NGOs across the globe, some of them international in scale. Just two of these, Amnesty has over 7 million supporters and members, making up 52 sections operating in 74 countries. International Red Cross and Red Crescent societies help people indiscriminately of race, belief, status, circumstance, from war zones to Monaco. They have selfless volunteers in turn helping overwhelming numbers of people in 195 out of the 223 countries that make up the globe. Add to these governmental initiatives, The US Peace Corps has sent volunteers to 135 countries, and we're familiar with the numerous UN organisations working at peacekeeping, human rights, poverty relief, international justice, etc. So many consider these organisations almost inert in comparison to the capitalist system. But it's hard to say that if you live in the areas where they operate. Also, some dismiss agencies like the UN as co-opted tools for capitalist corporations and politicians. But in realistic terms, they would not function without compromising with what is the predominant economic status quo, restricted and controlled by them. Imagine how all these agencies' activities could expand if they became non-dependent on money, especially if for purely economic reasons there was a non-confrontational way to link all of this effort and common interest. So the potential is just, it's way beyond what we can imagine.